Time for another chat here on KDSJ with the president of Black Hills State University over in Spearfish. Lori Nichols joins us for another time here on the airwaves. Thanks a lot, President Nichols, for the time.
You're welcome.
And we're going to get caught up on some things over at BHSU, talking a little bit about the Higher Learning Commission, as well as what's happening over in Pierre as the South Dakota legislative session is underway. And we'll talk some athletics coming up as well. But let's first talk about what we need to know about the 10-year review for accreditation with the Higher Learning Commission. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is our year. This is our 10th year. So we are up for the big accreditation review this year in 2023, and it will happen during spring semester. HLC, or Higher Learning Commission, is our regional accreditor, and we have to be accredited if we want to offer federal financial aid or accept any other kind of federal funding. So this is a critical accreditation. We just absolutely have to have it. The accreditation process examines us both for the quality of our academic programs as well as the quality and health of our overall university. Things like governance, administration, the budget, the resources we have to offer, and so forth. Our interim associate provost, Amy Fuqua, is overseeing the process, so she is the chair or the team lead on this. There is a whole committee that's behind it, as well as they work on the various self-study and campus visit aspects of it. We were asked to submit the first phase of this last summer, and it was what's called the Quality Initiative. We did ours on academic advising, and that was submitted and approved in the summer. So that's kind of phase one, and that's done. But we're now into the big part of it, which is phase two and three. And phase two is the self-study. It's probably about a 100-page document that is a self-study that we do of ourselves. And that is due March 20th to the HLC. And then they send a team to campus April 17th through the 19th. It's about 4 to 5 external reviewers. And they come and really do a very deep dive into our campus. They'll talk with virtually everybody on campus, meet with students, faculty, staff, the administration. They'll probably meet with some constituent groups, partners, and so forth, and really examine us to make sure that what we report is really true. In other words, it's really what they find when they come to campus as well. And then they go back and they write their review, and we will get something back from them over the summer and probably have a final decision by somewhere around July or August.
This would make me nervous, but with the team, with the team you have and the administration, if you've done everything right, this should be pretty easy.
Yes, I think it'll go very well. It does. It makes everybody a little bit nervous because there's so much writing on it, but I think we're going to do just fine. And actually, in many ways, I look forward to it.
As we hear from Lori Nichols, the president of BHSU. So if she looks a little stressed out there come April, maybe this is why. But
right.
We've been kind of stressed out at times trying to get some facility upgrades and some things taken care of. But that library is looking good. Tell us more about one of the finished projects there on campus.
Yeah, I just thought I'd circle back to it simply because we've talked about it so many times as it's been under renovation. And of course, we had quite a few delays this fall. But I do want to say the library is fully open. We started opening, moving in very, very late October, really, to be honest, it was more November and December. We are still working on moving in. I do not want to convey that we're done yet because we're not. But it's open. Students are in there. They're using it. We have a lot of people who are staffed in the library now with their offices. The facilities guys are right now working on moving the books back in. So we have quite a few stacks of books that will go up on the second floor, and they're working on that. And there's a little bit of furniture assembly going on as well. What is open is the tutoring space. That we have 8 study rooms that are open. We have 3 larger group study coves that are open. The archives reading room is open. And as I say to anyone, come see it. If you're on campus or around campus and you'd like to just walk through the library, it's open all day into the evening, and you're certainly welcome to come and take a look. And then I do want to just mention that we're also doing a lot of dining service work for our students and others who dine with us on campus. We put in new carpet and we painted the student union over the Christmas break as well.
As we've been moving into a new station as well, you're never really fully into it and finished. There's always something to do. So thanks once again to the crew there trying to get Einstein's in there. That'll be just a great stop if you want to get some food there. And then you don't have to be a student, do you? Can you just be public?
Absolutely. Okay. We welcome the public all the time. Yes.
Was there a like an archives part upstairs too?
It used to be, but now the archives are fully in the basement. So we have moved all archives together. If you remember, they used to be a little bit split. We had some upstairs and some in the basement. Now we have our archives fully downstairs, and there is an archive room, which is really nice. So anybody that would like to come and look at our archives, check out materials that they might be using to research something, or if they're doing a historical study, you can come into our archives and you can use our resources that way.
And then we jump ahead to this summer and something for middle school students. Black Hills State University usually does the Dakota Dreams Camp. Is that going to be taking place again this year?
It is. And I put this on everybody's radar, especially parents' radar right now, because we will be having two Dakota Dreams camps this summer. We did one last year. They've asked us to do an additional one this year. The dates are going to be June 25th through June 29th for Camp 1, and Camp 2 is July 9th through July 13th. And just a reminder that Dakota Dreams Camp is primarily for middle school students. We try to immerse them in a week of college life so that they can start thinking about college. They can explore career paths. We do expose them to lots of different careers throughout the course of the week. It is a residential camp. They come and live with us for those days in the dorms and eat with us. So we really do try to give them some exposure to college life at that point in time and then start piquing their interest on careers as well. Last year, we had a total of 50 incoming 7th and 8th graders attend. It is a free camp, so there is no cost to parents at all, which is quite nice. And we plan to have at least 50 in each of this. So in other words, we hope to serve up to 100 7th and 8th graders this year through the two camps that I just mentioned. And then applications are available in ourdakotadreams.com. So any parent or 7th or 8th grader can go fill out an application now and apply. And I know it's always helpful to get those on the calendar early.
And on the calendar right now is the South Dakota Legislative Session. It's in progress. BHSU and Spearfish will have a big day at the Capitol. Tell us more about that.
Right. We are. This is our second one that we, if you recall, we started last year with one as well. And we're following up with a second BH Spearfish Day at the Capitol this year. It's scheduled for February 22nd. And we're really excited it's a group that comes together, the City of Spearfish, Spearfish Economic Development Corporation, the Chamber of Commerce, Visit Spearfish, and then BH, including our Alumni Association, are the partners that work together to put this on. We will have a bus going. There is a registration through the chamber and a cost of $30. And that $30 covers lunch, snacks, and transportation. So it's pretty affordable. To get all of that for $30. We'll leave bright and early in the morning. I think the bus usually departs about 6 a.m. and probably gets back about 10, 11 p.m. So it's a long day, but we will be able to get to Pier, and we have a whole program. Last year, we were able to meet with the executive director of the South Dakota Board of Regents, the Secretary of Education, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and the Department of Tourism. And this year, our program will be slightly different in that we'll have a few different state offices meeting with us, but you get the flavor of what we do throughout the day. And then we also will have lunch with our District 31 legislators. They join us and have lunch and talk about some of the bills they're sponsoring or co-sponsoring. And then we head up to the balcony in the after of the House and the Senate galleries in the afternoon, and we will be introduced on both galleries. So that those legislators on the floor can look up and see us, and we can just observe some of the bills that they're dealing with that particular day. We wrap up the whole day with a beautiful evening reception at Red Rosa, and we invite all the alumni from the area to come join us, and then all of the legislators are invited, and as well as state agencies. And then everybody, of course, that goes out there will be part of this as well. But it is a lovely reception. We serve heavy hors d'oeuvres and beverages. And there's usually a really nice mix of legislators and people who work for state government. And then our people from Spearfish to interact. And I know last year we had about 150 attend. So it was a very, very fun evening and a great way to cap off the day.
As once again, we hear from Lori Nichols, the president of Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Now let's talk about some Yellow Jacket athletics and some good news coming from us right here at KDSJ and Riverfront Broadcasting. One of our own is being recognized with his work with the Yellow Jackets. Tell us more about that.
Right. We were so excited when Steve Ammerman was named South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. You know this well. He's been the voice of BHSU football and men and women's basketball since 2012. And he does such a fantastic job. And we're so very proud of him and his accomplishments. So just a huge congratulations to Steve. And a thank you from BH for all that he does for us through our Yellow Jacket athletic program. The men's basketball dropped a little bit in the RMAC standing. They had an unfortunate loss. They do remain in the top three, so we're still very competitive and doing well. But they did have a loss, so they're not quite flying as high as they were. The women are also ranked third in the RMAC, too. So we have really good, strong, outstanding teams who are just right up there neck and neck with a couple of other schools in the RMAC.
And once again, we catch up with Lori Nichols over at Black Hills State University, and we'll catch up with you again next month. Thanks so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you, Cody.